Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to confess something. In fact, we'll use VD a lot today, I think. Well, maybe it's, we want confessions from you, but confessions from your job. Profession confession. So you got to admit something that we may not know about your job.
Yeah, if we don't work in the job, you wouldn't know this, but it's got like an industry secret.
Is there a way, like if you're a car dealer, is there a way, is there a magic sentence we can say to get you to just drop that undercoating, drop the handling charge or whatever? Like you have all those, like, oh, this car is only $12,000. And by the time you get back to the guy, he's got all these other numbers and you're just like so confused, but so excited. Like I want to know that. Is there a handshake? Like bartenders, this is a profession confession and it doesn't work on everybody, but a bartender told me a long time ago, if you go up and go, yeah, man, I need a little Fernet. Can you give me a shot of Fernet? They will immediately believe you are a bartender, were a bartender, dated a bartender. I shouldn't be saying this because now everybody's... Fernet is one of the worst things you'll ever put in your mouth, but bartenders like it. It's like this...
Why?
It tastes like medicine passed through the back end of a dead rhino. It's the worst. It's like people like
prefer a grape in my medicine.
Diak, I swear to God, it's the worst thing you'll ever taste. It's like so medicine-y. Ugh. It's like Campari, except we're, it's like a, it, and it even smells bad, but it's like a stomach soothing. It tastes like what you believe snake oil would taste like back in the like covered wagon days, but it's something bartenders only. So like if you want a Ferrari shot, it's Fernet and Campari, and like bartenders only drink that.
Interesting, because you're around it all the time, so you know it's
your
it's their
palate
secret.
Just develops different. Like they don't like when somebody orders like a screwdriver, orange juice, and vodka. It's like you're ruining the vodka and the orange juice. They look at you like a rookie. It's like ordering a California roll at a sushi place. But if you order Fernet, they're like, this is a dude with a palate who knows bartenders, and then you're likely to get a better deal because they think you're in the same.
I see. Yeah, better deal, or the like, hook you up a little, make it a little stronger.
Exactly.
Like the wink, wink.
The next drink you order, it's like, now I'll take a Hendrix and whatever, and they're like, oh, okay, he's this guy can hang.
Is
there a secret profession confession for like DJs? Like, can somebody walk up to you? There's not. I'm guessing because DJs would never. DJs would never approach you because they would, like when we had an event downtown, we needed the DJ. Gale was showing up at our event and we wanted somebody to play the Gale song and you refused to walk up to the DJ.
Yeah. I have a personal ethos. I would never request a song from a DJ. I never will do
because
it.
You are a DJ and it irritates you. When
I know how much I hate it. Yeah. Yeah. And so there's a lot of the tricks. I don't want to reveal it. I will. When people come up and request a song, there's a few things you can say. Got it coming up next. On the way, let me see if I can find it, and they're all just different ways.
Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah, let me. They're all just different ways to say no. Leave me alone.
So
let me see if I can find it.
If their song actually plays, you were going to play it anyway.
Most likely, yeah, most likely. Or they've tipped you. That's the other thing. If you just tip the DJ and then he'll...
But they can't tip you enough to play to dirt your crowd. Like you've got...
You'd be surprised.
You've got everybody thumping at Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's and they want to hear the chicken dance. You're not gonna train wreck the night.
That's where it gets tough. I remember I've been DJing at places at like a college bar. It was at University of Iowa, and it was like Nebraska was there, whoever, and they kept coming up, Nebraska fans, and were trying to give me money to play the Nebraska theme song in the Iowa bar.
No amount of money is gonna get you.
There's no
way.
And they were up to hundreds of dollars. And it was like, guys, I can't. I will not.
I
make
have
it
to come here,
here
next week.
Exactly. And it's like, I just can't. So they all that. So money, you're right. Money won't necessarily work it, but it will help.
Okay. I read one on the interweb, and I don't want to believe it's true, but teachers actually do have a favorite student.
Oh yeah. How could they not?
Because you've got to be objective. You have to. It's your job.
I guess, but the kid who's in trouble.
A judge looks at you and goes, yeah, I know. He's guilty.
I bet they do. I would love for a judge to call it.
We will VD the crap out of you, judge. Just call in and say, yeah, sometimes somebody comes in my courtroom and I'm like, oh, yeah. You don't even have to present a case. I already know. Hey, guys, guilty as sin.
Yeah. But I think it's human nature to have.
Do you have a favorite kid?
No. Oh! It depends on the day.
No, I just think. I mean, what's your criteria as a favorite? Like your kid, he's just smarter. Like I'm saying, as a teacher. Like he's smarter, or he just probably
doesn't get in trouble as much, which is like kind of ironic because the kids who get in trouble, you'd think they're acting out like they need the most attention, but maybe that's just draining. I can see that being very draining for a teacher to have to deal with that.
All right. So whatever profession, you sell makeup, you're a restaurateur, you're like whatever. If you have something, a secret, we call them profession confessions. 303-222-5423 or text in to 51059. I asked about car stuff and we got a text from somebody saying never buy the first year of a car.
Oh, that's a good one.
Buy the second year of a car. I remember this happened with Jeep Cherokees. When the Jeep Grand Cherokee came out, everybody was like, oh, that thing is so dope. And everybody who bought that first year, that thing was in the like garage more than it was on the road.
Oh.
They push them through on the first year. And okay. Then that first year, you're basically buying a beta car. Never buy the first year of anything new. Oh, we just totally revamped the Hyundai Sonata. Don't do it. Buy the second year. That's a good profession confession.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like the one that I always remember, and I can't, like, I don't remember because I don't remember the number, but there is a number at Target where the thing is not going to get marked down any lower. If it's 498, it's going to get marked down. 496, still going to get marked down. But if it's 487, that's as low as it's going to go.
If it ends in the seven,
yes, there's something about like
interesting.
There is like a thing. I can't. God, I wish I could remember. So like, I would hide things. This is stupid, but I would like. I want this shirt, so I'd hide it. I'd hide a medium somewhere else in the store.
Okay.
Until the other ones got marked down low enough, because there's only XLs and smalls left.
Okay.
So then I grab my medium.
But now we're going to get a Target employee calling in and saying, yeah, I go around the store and I find all the hidden shirts.
If you hide them the way I hide them, they're not going to find them. You fold them up behind an obscure Harry Potter Lego that's $300.
Okay.
Because they're not all going to get pulled off the shelf. Trust me. I know how to hide things in grocery stores.
You know, the confession I have, I used to work at a golf club and I was the bag boy, the cart boy. I'd pick up the balls on the range. I'd clean your clubs for the people who stored their clubs there, which is really nice. But if you can consider at the time I was making five something an hour, whatever minimum wage was, and it cost hundreds of dollars to play a round of golf, even more hundreds of dollars to buy some golf clubs. So what do you think those bag boys are doing once everybody goes home?
You use their clubs?
Absolutely. And their carts, their clubs, and we play nine holes, play two holes, play three holes.
With other people's clubs?
Yeah, the nice ones. Yeah, the super, super nice
You're
ones.
You're using my Callaways.
Mm-hmm. Well, I clean it afterwards, of course.
Oh, that's a good confession, though.
Yeah. But what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to?
Yeah, but what if you bent it?
What if?
Oh my God. You just got to hope the dude was liquored up enough to think he bent it himself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which does happen a lot too. There's another guys leave stuff in carts. I'll say that for a young underage person. That's another confession.
Okay.
That's maybe too far.
whether you work at a strip club or Target or, I don't know, a country club, we need your profession confessions. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we need you to confess your evil, evil sins or just the things that you know that we don't know as a result of your profession. Scott?
Yay.
Yay. Profession confession. What's yours?
So I worked for a coffee company that roasted their own coffee beans, and I learned that the lighter the roast, the more caffeine, the darker the roast, the less caffeine, because of the process of roasting takes away that caffeine that you're getting.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Did you? You're a coffee guy. Is that...
Well, I suddenly switched to blonde espresso roast. So is that probably more caffeine in that then?
Anything espresso is probably going to have a good amount of it, but the blonde one would be kind of similar to a medium. So you're getting a fair amount of that caffeine for sure.
So the super dark coffee is less caffeinated? That's counterintuitive to me.
That's why people think, oh, I can drink cups of coffee all the way up to bedtime. It's like you're drinking a dark roast probably, and they say yes.
Interesting.
I did not know that.
No, okay.
Because you think you're all badass because you're like doing, it's like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to make it drugs, but it's like, this is black tar heroin, man. I'm doing I'm doing the heavy duty stuff. But it's like, you're not. Your caffeine's been roasted out of it.
Yeah, interesting.
Yes, exactly.
I've been wanting to switch to blonde too, but my wife won't let me.
Okay. Dude, you don't, nope.
No.
Antonio.
Yay.
Yay. Profession confession, what's yours?
So I work for Amazon. I'm a delivery driver.
Oh, boy.
And the employees inside the warehouse will play kickboxing with the packages that fall onto the floor from the conveyor belt. So a lot of times when customers get damaged product or they don't get it received, it's because it's been damaged by us Amazon employees.
Do you think maybe you would have wanted... voice disguiser on this one?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh my God. Are you serious? It's like the opening scene of like, it's not the opening scene, well, like Ace Ventura when he's a UPS driver and he's just like booting a package of the like, oh my God, are you, oh, that makes me so sad.
It's very true.
All right. Thank you, Antonio.
I like it. They're having some fun.
Oh my God, that's my like, that's my Glade air fresheners, you fool. Nate.
Yes. How's it going?
Yes. How's it going? Profession confession. What do you got?
All right. So if you're trying to buy a used car, there's a couple things they do to get money out of you. So the three best things to think about is the way you're paying for it, if you have a trade-in, and the markup on the vehicle. So the best time to go get a used vehicle at a dealership is probably the last day of the month. They're trying to hit their quotas.
Okay.
When you go in there, they're going to ask you, are you going to finance this or are you going to pay cash? Hopefully you can pay cash, but you're going to tell them that you need to finance it. That way they will lower the price of that vehicle because they think they're going to make some money on the finance side.
And then you screw them at the end.
Yeah, and you also tell them that you don't have a trade-in. So then if you're looking at a used car, you can probably assume about $4,500 is automatically marked up. So you got about $3,500 to $4,000 off their asking price. You get them down to about $4,000. They're going to think they're going to make money on your on the finance side. And at the very last minute before you sign, you also let them know, oh, by the way, now I want to trade my vehicle in. So now you get the most off of their asking price. You get your trade-in vehicle. And then at the very end, you let them know, oh, I got cash for it. It's the best way to get out the door.
Wow. Oh, my God, Nate. You're the call. Like, that's exactly the tips we need.
Yeah.
Cause away, it's like, first thing, I got to get rid of that Tacoma out there and I don't have any money.
Yeah, I know.
Like we do everything completely wrong. Thank you, Nate. That's life changing.
That is awesome. Yeah. Except until I'm like, I do have a trade in and they look out and they see it and they're like, nah,
no, you don't.
We don't want it.
Candy.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You are disguised, and I'm guessing your name's not really Candy. So, what's your profession confession?
So, I used to work for Little Caesars here. And if you call in and you tell them that your internet is not working and you're trying to order something, you get up to $10 off your order. If they have a coupon code that they can put in And basically, they can put any amount, but I like to tell people $10 because, you know.
You just say you have a you have an online coupon, but it's not working, and they'll just give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, they will give it to you. You tell them that your internet's not working. I tried to place my order online. It would not work. And you just call them and tell them, hey, yeah, so my internet's not letting me finish, you know, my order. Can I finish my order with you? And you tell them your order. And then you also tell them, like, I can't see the coupon code. Because when you do it online, if you notice, the coupon code does not appear as you're checking out. So you can tell them,
oh my coupon was worth that's diabolical.
It is.
I love every part of that.
How many days in a row can you do it before they're like, can you get a service tech over there for your internet?
How many days in a row would you eat Little Caesars?
A different manager each time, but will approve it every time.
I love it. Thank you, Candy. This doesn't really exist anymore, but Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever, you send out those 20% off things. If you just go into the store and go, oh, I left it at home, they'll give you one.
Oh.
They used to.
That might be why they're...
That's why they're out of business, because I went in there and just... Daniel.
Yes.
What's your profession confession?
Well, this one might break the system, so I don't know if your fans know that there's a ranking system kind of when you go into the emergency room based on severity of what you come in with.
Okay.
Mm. And I know this from, you know, seeing it and ranking it and getting people in to see the doctor.
Okay.
And you can up your level of like severity by, you know, you say you walk in with like a nail on the foot. You can probably up your grade to a little bit higher level and be seen a little bit quicker if you mentioned, and I also have this little twinge in my chest. That automatically shoots you up into the cardiac range and you get in a lot quicker.
Hold on. So then when they take you back there, you go, I'm cured. I just need you to do my foot.
You got to know how much it's going to cost for that EKG, because once they rule that out, I mean, it's a couple $100, you know, depending on your insurance, but you can also refuse it. But that'll get you in there a little bit quicker than
sitting
there.
Oh, my God, you're as bad as the car dealer.
Yeah.
I also have this heart I want to trade in.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Aaron is out, so are we going back and forth, or what are we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Or, oh, I forgot. Sorry, we have to do this first.
Bum, bum. News. News.
No. No.
News.
Stop.
News.
Stop.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
News or nope, just Tiak and I.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. We don't normally cover sports news.
I completely forgot that that's going to be a thing now. No, I hate it so much.
Okay. All right, we'll scratch.
I know it can happen, but can it only be on the first one? Oh, welcome to the program. Oh, God, I hate it so much.
Well, we don't normally cover sports news on the program, but that was different.
Are you getting paid to say the word program? Yeah. Can you say it with more of a jowl?
Welcome to the program.
There you go. Welcome to the program.
We don't normally cover sports news on the program, but Taylor Swift's boyfriend and Patrick Mahomes were both the victims of burglaries this past weekend while they were playing in their NFL game.
Can I just say this? That's happened before, and I understand the criminals know exactly where you are. That's the worst thing you can do is like do like an out of office email or put up a sign in your house that says, you know, leave packages around back. We're gone till we're on a 6-week cruise. Like you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're an NFL player, you get security at your house while you're at the game because everyone knows where you are.
Exactly. We're thinking the exact same thing. Like we know when they're going to be out of town. They're not going to be at their house.
And your houses aren't a mystery.
Right. They're the big ones in Kansas City would be the two.
I imagine, do you know, like, I'm not a stalker, so I don't know. I think I know where Elway lived or lives. Like there's Cherry Hills down here by us and you drive, like I've never been in there, but like you drive by and there's like the big tall walls. It's like, it's basically trying to get inside Berlin. in like the four. Like, it's just no.
Elway, tear down this wall.
Shanahan lived there. He had like a $16 million house or something. So it's like, but I how'd you even get past the gate? Isn't there a gate?
I agree. I don't know. Apparently, the burglars had entered some other houses in the area, so they're not sure if they targeted Kelsey and Patrick Mahomes specifically or not, okay. But I would think, yeah.
What did they get? Did they get a bunch of stuff?
Nothing confirmed out of Patrick Mahomes' house, but $20,000 in cash from Kelsey's house.
Hold the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He just keeps $20,000 in cold, hard cash, not even in a safe, obviously.
Just laying around,
his
I guess.
Junk drawer? Yeah. He has two straps.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I was wondering, you do a great Patrick Mahomes. What would it sound like when Patrick Mahomes came home and saw that his house was broken into?
Well, then I got to pretend I'm at Target and I don't want to have a Slacker conversation. Oh, no. Somebody broke into our house. Hi ho, and welcome to.
Yeah, that's probably
he was,
like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but so, Tay-Tay was at the game. So if they went back to his place,
then she was probably part of it. And he goes, well, that was my date money. I guess we're
honey, you're paying. Yeah. That's a smooth move right there. Yeah. It was probably his brother who stole the money. All right. Well, good evening. I didn't want to do a story, man. I just wanted to do that.
Okay.
Good evening. Science, having solved all cancers and dementia and all other diseases, has figured out the right way to use a urinal.
Oh, okay. I need to know this. News.
Do you have any problem using a urinal? Like these scientists said there is a problem with splashback.
Mm-hmm. There can be. I usually stand far enough away. I'm hitting a 3-pointer. It's kind of a
that is
I'm
exactly
trying to show off.
The wrong thing to do. Oh. Science has said you're the problem, Steph Curry.
No.
It's got to be a layup. You don't shoot. So if you're
So most of it's supposed to go in the urinal now.
Yes.
Oh,
that's and you're not okay. So the two things you're doing. Let me ask you. Where are you aiming? You aiming at the level of your junk? Or are you aiming down towards the mint?
Down towards the.
You're
the
literally
thing that's in
doing
there.
Every and you're standing a couple feet back.
Oh yeah.
A couple feet is a lie.
No, I.
Like you, but like inches, you're away. You can see the mint.
Absolutely, yeah.
That is every no.
I'm doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
Oh, no.
According to science, be closer. In fact, they don't say it, but I'm gonna say you shouldn't even be able to see. It should be like picture an oxygen mask on your face.
Okay.
That's how you breathe.
Uh huh.
Okay. The urinal is an oxygen mask for your torso.
Okay.
Think of it as an oxygen mask for your torso. So just put your body up into it. Picture you're in the back of an adult bookstore and the little screen open. No, you know what I'm saying? Just push yourself into it and don't aim anywhere. Go forward and let it hit and roll down.
But what about
hit and roll down.
What about the urinals that have the little like bullseye in them and stuff?
That bullseye is not working. In fact, you're pointing and forcing, which is causing the splashback. The little stupid fly in there, the target.
Yeah.
This is not. I know that half of our audience doesn't use urinals, but I'm just saying for your man thing when you get home or whatever, just say, hey man, picture like an oxygen mask. Okay. Shove your junk in there.
Get up in it.
And just let it go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Science is back at it. This time they're reviving an extinct species, the quagga. Is
the
back
what?
The quagga. It was it was kind of like a zebra. Looked like a zebra back in the 1800s.
Are you just making up things
no,
for news
is,
or note?
No, this is real. I would never lie on the program.
You.
So
I want everyone to begin the drinking game now. If he says program, you have to do a shot of whatever's okay. in your car.
Okay.
In my car, that's a full bar. So. You see?
There was an animal called the quagga. It looked like a zebra, basically. It went extinct in 1883, and there's a huge the quagga project. They've been trying to bring it back. So they've been breeding zebras that have certain quagga-like properties to them.
You're making this up
I'm
to
not,
just keep
no.
saying, are you getting paid from Big Quagga?
No, I wish. I wish. I am open for business if quagga's interested. But basically, they're breeding it.
Why do we want a quagga? Can't nature decided that we don't need a quagga?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Why do we want this? Why do you think? They got 150 animals now that are like quaggas. They're getting closer and closer.
They're quagga adjacent.
Yeah, but most people are just saying, yeah, those aren't quaggas. They're just zebras that look like a quagga. So it's not, that doesn't really count. They're doing this weird Jurassic Park kind of thing. We're bringing it back.
I have to wrap this up.
Okay.
But I just want to know, or I want everyone listening to know, if we happen to end up in bed together, my new safe word from this point forward.
Okay.
I can't decide if it's program or quagga.
Mine's program.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't often do what we're told.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be one of those moments. Like, Erin's out. She's in and out, but she's out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just kind of like winging it. And we're having discussions about maybe having some people stop in, like, and do parts of the show with us and stuff. And Tiak and I were sitting here discussing something that had been suggested via text by a lot of people, that we check in with an old friend of ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I'm randomly going to call this person.
Oh, okay.
And see if it works. I mean, we still have to do a show, right? We're just like,
mm-hmm.
And so let's just try to call this person and see what happens.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Really? Is this you guys? You're really calling me, guys?
Oh my God! I can't believe you answered.
I'm to the point now where I'm forgetting all three of your names, and now I gotta, like, oh my God, I gotta remember what you look like.
Well, you forgot the yai.
Yeah, yeah. It starts with a yai. Yai.
Wait a second. You're a cute redhead with a deep, husky voice.
Erin's in London, so you don't even have to blow smoke up her.
Okay.
But what do you want to say about me? By the way, this is Steve. I don't know if you guys remember.
Steve!
Oh my God, why are you guys calling? What is going
on? Dude, people text all the time, and they, like, a couple things. One, they always say, bring Steve back, and it's like, did you forget that, like, Steve died?
They don't do that's not what's going on.
No, they do, and I don't blame them. I mean, it's like, dude, you and I had a show forever, and it's like, but it's also like, hey, Steve's moving on with his life, and like, that's what we're going to try to find out. Are you happy now? Are you happy?
Well, remember like the last week we were on the air, and you guys asked me, so what are you going to do now that you could be retired and stuff? First of all, I don't look like fully retired, because that picture is like a guy with like osteoporosis or something. You're 80, you got a walker with like tennis
balls. No, it doesn't.
Tennis balls. You know, so I say I'm semi-retired. I got a semi. I guess, in fact, guys, I'm more busy now in my semi-retirement than I was when I worked with you on the show, which is exactly why I'm not with you, because I'm working harder now than I did when I was on the show.
But what are you doing? Like, talked about a movie. Are you doing that? Are you working on that?
Dang it, I was hoping you guys would forget that. So that last week I was on the air with you guys, I kind of got a little cocky there. I was relating the story on how, do I have to repeat it real quick?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so years ago, a buddy of mine, he was on that reality show with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. It was a TV show. It was about
Greenlight.
Project Greenlight. You're right. It was about directors and wannabe producers. I had a buddy who was on the show. He ended up winning it, I guess, in season 3. He became a director out in Hollywood. Well, long story longer, I've always had ideas for movies. So I gave him my ideas for movies. He got excited, thought it was a good idea. So I've helped him with scripts in the past that he's been working on. He's directed some stuff out in L.A. And so I started working on a script. And to the point where I didn't realize writing a script sucks. It's all work. It's a chore. It's not fun at all. So I got kind of cocky on the air, saying, oh, yeah, I'm writing this big mega hit Hollywood.
It's a kid's movie or something, right?
Yes. It's a space movie. It has to do with kids and stuff. I got to the point where, you know what, this isn't fun anymore. It's all work. And it became a chore. I flew out to L.A., hung out with him. He's in the middle of writing 3 scripts. He couldn't have time to help me anyway. And so that kind of fizzled out and fell through. So,
but it doesn't mean it's gone forever. Like, you might get,
I talked big, but it's kind of, Yeah.
Come on.
You know me, Slacker. I ran into work. I don't want to do that.
Oh, I know. Like, when the going gets tough, where's Steve?
Yeah, I couldn't throw money at it enough. So, yeah, otherwise, I make up little projects for myself. I do little things. I got stuff going about house improvement stuff. So, I'm keeping busy. How about you guys? What's going on with
no,
you guys?
No, we don't. This is about an update on you. So, did you join? Did you join your HOA board? Are you going to be a city councilman?
I don't even want to be one of the school, the people that direct kids across the street next to my high school out here at Cherokee Trail.
I think
that position's open.
I don't think you'd be allowed to be just based on the things you've said in the past.
Yes. Stranger danger. But otherwise, that's about it. Just go on. How about you guys? How's the show?
Stop doing the Steve thing where you try to flip it around.
What?
Do they? What do they? Since you're not on the radio, do you still go by Steve mostly, or do you go by the other name?
The people that I hang out with now, they're starting to call me my other name.
No, they're not.
They are, and they say, it goes well. Since you don't have any value much anymore, since you're not on radio or on the big show, Slacker and T-Hack and Aaron, so we just might as well call your boy.
No way, man. You don't like, I could never call you that other name.
I appreciate it, because when I hear that, it's like, oh yeah, it's like from the old days with you guys and stuff. So that's
no,
cool.
you're always going to be Steve. So
I like that.
What was the other question I was going to ask you? Are you dating? Are you?
I'm still kind of hanging out with the same person when I knew you guys.
Okay.
I called her the lady friend. And
You didn't stop knowing us. Like, we've gone out for drinks. Like, I don't want people to think that, like, the day we all cried for four solid hours and we're like, get out, lose our number.
Speaking of, we got to hook up again. We got to do dinner again, you guys. Hook up and catch up and see what you guys have been up to and stuff.
But it's hard to pay for you every time. You need a job, man.
I'll get one eventually, but I'm still getting paid not to work, so I appreciate that.
I do love that you are living the American dream right now of just, like, cashing checks.
And doing as little as possible.
Yeah.
You guys, I appreciate you checking in. I hope you guys are doing good.
We're doing great, and we'll definitely hook up with you soon.
All right.
And we promise to not call you the other name.
All right. Thank you.
Love you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Other people's problems, OPP for short. T-Eck, what's on deck?
Ellen is here and she's wanting to know if she should date her boss.
I guess. Can solve this? Yay! Ellen, no. Thanks for calling. We have some nice parting gifts for you. Okay, explain why you think that's a good idea.
Okay, well, obviously, you already think I'm a horrible person, but, I mean, I've been in love with him for the past 5 years. This goes deep. And we work really closely, and we have amazing chemistry, and the flirtation is 100% mutual. So I'm like pretty can you, sure he knows can, how I feel.
Can you describe, I mean, is it just, because I, well, actually, here's a fun thing. I think it's real if you think it's real. I think more often than not, men, I hate to just throw my entire species under, but we misinterpret kindness with flirtation far too often. Sure. Where it's like, she talks to me and she's so nice. Yeah. And the other day she like said there was something on my shirt, so she totally wants to bang. And you're like, what? No, she doesn't.
She didn't even tell me to get lost.
Right. But like, if you as a woman think that it's real, like, is there touching? Have you kissed, or is it just?
No, I mean, we haven't kissed, but the kiss energy has been there, and nothing has happened. And it's like, it's more than just like, obviously I like him as a person. So yes, I ask how his day's going, and I do the things that are like the nice things, but there's a little more, like, you know, when I mean, not that I especially dress for him or anything, but he definitely notices and will say something when I look extra amazing. And, you know, I compliment his appearance, but in a very, like, this is my boss way, like, hey, that's a nice tie. Like, I try to keep it on the line, but there's probably flirtation energy underneath because he's really attractive.
So then your concern is from a employer-employee standpoint, does your company, like, frown on that sort of thing? Is that the thing holding you back? Because it's like,
okay, can there be a couple things holding me back? Because that's one of them. Yeah, I mean, pretty much, like, if anything happens, one of us would have to, like, we could work in the same company, but I couldn't be his direct report. So somebody would have to make a parallel move.
Well, that would obviously be you, wouldn't you? I mean, it was like,
I mean, easy on the parallel move comments. Yeah.
Right. So you're worried about that. But if the flirtation energy is there, we can work through that.
Well, also, he's married. That's why the kiss energy never
we're like anything. We're like 3 minutes into it.
Oh.
And you, so we're not doing an OPP about dating your boss. We're doing an OPP about dating a married man. Like,
my married boss. Come on, it's not like I lied to you.
It's a little like you lied to us, because it's a little like you buried the... He's separated? He's on the path of a divorce? Yeah. Or he's married?
Okay, so obviously because we're colleagues, like, there's sometimes work events where, like, spouses and, you know, significant others are invited. So I've met her a few times, and, I mean, look, she's just not the right woman for him. And besides, like, he pretty much never even mentions her when we're together. Like, I'll ask him how his weekend was, and, like, he somehow manages not to mention his wife.
Are you poking around? Are you trying to see if he'll mention his wife?
I mean, sort of. I don't know. Like, I don't want to make an idiot of myself. I don't want to put anyone in a weird position, but we do have a work trip coming up, and I think it's the moment to try to, you know, make a move and see what happens, right? Because I think he knows how I feel. Like, the flirtation is there, but I don't know if he really knows how I feel.
Uh-huh.
And I gotta say, I never thought I would be a homewrecker, but I can't stop thinking about him. I can't stop the feelings I have for him. And people meet in all kinds of weird ways, right? Like, you know, relationships end, and sometimes then a new relationship starts. And
Ellen,
like,
let me do this. Like, can what? I just, I'm going to, based on the information everyone has heard to this point, here's the phone number, 303-222-5423, or feel free to text in your thoughts at 51059. I have been in situations where I didn't let go of one relationship branch before I had my hand firmly on another.
Doing the Tarzan.
Yes.
Swinging
through the jungle. And I'm not proud of that at all. I think it's, and I think the weirdest part, like, taking your boss situation, and like, could you ever trust a man if he says, yes, I'll dump my wife for you? then how do you trust that he's not going to dump you for the next?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. There is a point where...
Yeah. Or I'm wondering too, Ellen, if you do make a move on this work trip, he might be open to that. And then he might go, yeah, that, I mean, that was a one-time thing.
Or it can continue, but as side work.
Yeah, true.
Not the main attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to be a mistress, or you want the whole...
I mean, we just, I don't think, it would definitely not be that way, because the connection between us is really real.
Okay.
So the question, like, normally this is where I come in with some brilliant summation of everything that's been said, and then call to action, people call and give you advice. So the advice you seek today is what? Make the move on your married boss on the work trip or don't? Or is your question, push this out of your head completely? Like, what do you want to be talked into this? You want to be talked out of it? Do you want tips on how to pull it off? What are you looking for?
I mean, I guess, like, well, since the work trip is coming up, the most pressing question is, like, should I seize the moment when we're on this trip together? Why are you laughing? Why is that funny?
Because I'm a guy, and I'm afraid he will just go for it, even if it's the wrong decision for everyone.
Yeah, because guys aren't in that situation enough. That's not an excuse, but we're not as prepped to turn women down.
Crimes happen as a result of means, motive, and opportunity. And opportunity presents itself 1% of the time to men as it does to women.
Right.
So too many men, when given the opportunity, the motive is just lurking. And mm-hmm. you just jump.
Yeah. And that's, I'm worried about, like you said, the backside of this, of after coming home from the trip, even if you do make the move, are you going to be better off at your job? Is he
better? You know? Yeah. Will she get a promotion? Ellen, do us
well, then
a favor.
That would solve the direct report problem at least, right?
Yeah. I guess you'll be report. Okay. You won't be under him figuratively anymore.
Please.
Hang on. I don't even begin to know what to say.
I mean, Mike is like, no, you don't go. You don't do that. If he's married, I mean, there's a reason he's married. You wait until he's not married, if that's the decision he's going to make. But I've also seen it before. I mean, it's like the movie trope of, if you have these underlying feelings for somebody, are you supposed to take it to your grave if they're taken already? Or are you supposed to be open about it?
There's times in my life where I'm like, this feels like somebody who should be in my life. And I've regretted not making the move in the past. Mm-hmm. So, Ellen needs to know whether or not to pursue her boss,
mm-hmm.
who's also married.
It's somebody saying she's her best friend. She wants to call in. Let me go grab Ellen's best friend.
I'll wrap this up. You go get the phones. Ellen needs to know if she should make a move for her boss, who's also married. They feel the chemistry. Tell her what to do next. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Ellen. It's other people's problems. Ellen called in and basically is falling for her boss.
Mm-hmm.
Which presents some at-work problems, as one would think.
Mm-hmm. A lot of flirting.
Yeah. What'd you say?
A lot of flirting going on, but they haven't crossed the line yet.
There's a work trip coming up, and she thinks this might be the opportunity. She did not disclose to us until a few minutes into the call that the boss is also married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She believes, having met this woman, that they're wrong for each other, but she doesn't necessarily know of any marital issues yet. But this work trip may be just the marital issue that they need. Normally at this point, we would take a bunch of calls, and we will take a bunch of calls, and Ellen would just listen in. But Ellen is sticking around because Ellen is does the name Stephanie ring a bell to you?
My Stephanie?
Yes, your Stephanie.
My best friend, Stephanie?
Yes. So she's on the phone with us. She texted in. Stephanie?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Ellen.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
So you heard what's going on, or what's your, have you, like, if you're her best friend, you probably already knew that she was falling for the boss. Tell us what compelled you to be a part of this today.
Because I'm sick of her. She's not telling you everything. I don't even know why she's coming on here looking for advice, because Ellen, you've done this before. I don't even remember the last time you've dated a single guy.
A single
guy? What?
You mean not just one guy at a time. You mean a single person. Like she's a...
No, she's a serial dater of men who are married or in a relationship. That's the only type of men that she seems to attract and date. And I'm sick of it.
I mean, like, as your friend, that's a little unfair, Stephanie. That's really unfair. I mean,
when
we were in college,
what you're doing to these women, that's what's unfair.
Well, I can't help but if Marissa's boyfriend was really into me, that was not my fault. And that was in college. That was forever ago.
So
it is your fault to accept the advances, and not only that, try to pursue relationships with these men. What are you doing?
Oh.
You're stupid to think any of them will leave their wives for you.
Ellen, I don't know how long I want this pain to go on between the two of you, but like, and Stephanie, I'll ask you the questions about the future of your friendship here in a second, but like, Ellen, is there any truth to what she's like? It sounds like you're admitting to one that happened in college, but has there been, okay, do you tend to covet other people's significant others?
No, I mean, that is really an unfair thing to say. I can't help it if guys who are attached fall for me. I can't help that.
You can help it. You're the one making the decisions. You can say no. That's a thing. You think women have fought all these years for just say no, just for you to act like you don't have a choice in this? And as my friend,
it's different when your heart is in it. Yes, I mean, consent is essential. But I do consent. Like, if my heart is in it, then yes, that's what I want. I want love. We all want love.
But
you can find love from a man who doesn't have a wife or girlfriend. And as your best friend, I don't even know how I can trust you. I don't know if I can trust you around my own man, because if you're willing to continue to do this willingly and knowingly, I cannot respect that. It's one thing to do it once, even twice, because nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. However, you're going on about this as if you're some young teenage girl in love. No, this is a married man who is your boss, by the way. Don't you care about your reputation at work? Everybody knows he's married.
Okay, well, first, let's go back to the beginning of what you just said, because I'm not attracted to Todd, so you have nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Like, that's not going to happen. And why are you talking to me like this?
Because you need to hear it. As your friend, I have to tell you the truth, and I'm not going to sit by and watch you be stupid. And not only be stupid, but potentially break up families, be a homeworker, and hurt other women. How would you feel if someone did this to you, or how would you feel if someone did this to me?
Do you think that maybe you should tell her this, like, not on a radio show or something? Because I'm not comfortable.
No,
whatever works, whatever is going to get it through her head, because we've had this conversation privately, and she continues to do it. And
at this point, I was going to ask, you might need therapy.
Because for you to come on the radio and act like you've never done this before is crazy.
Okay, you're being really unfair, because it's like you just don't want to acknowledge that some relationships aren't working. And like the guys were saying, there are a lot of men who are not going to break up with their girlfriend or their wife or their whoever until they've already found someone else.
Oh my God, that is not what I was saying. Just because I've done that and I feel terrible having done that. I don't need you to take my words as like the Tarzan method is the preferred method of going from partner to partner. That's the least preferred. Let go of a branch, walk around, discover who Tarzan is, then get a new branch. Better play. Way better play.
I get that. But I'm a realist.
Let their situation play out before you try to hop in there.
Okay.
Crazy. And what do they always say? You get them how you lose them. Do you really think, let's say this guy does leave his wife. How many times have you done this before where they don't leave their wives?
Mm-hmm.
And you're always the one left holding the bag. So even if that does happen, what do you think is going to happen to you in a year or two when someone younger and hotter comes along? He's going to do the same thing to you. This is not okay. And as your friend, I mean, I'm not going to sit by and let you continue to do this.
Okay, I just think that you don't ever want me to have my happily ever after, and that is so selfish
of
you.
Okay. Can I just...
Okay,
I just,
you're completely out of your mind for you to say that.
I'm going
to
just stop it here, but I just need to know, Stephanie, is this a line in the sand for you? Because this is a bold statement. Like, I understand, like, you get to a point with a friend, it's like, I've talked to her, and now you get in your car and she's on the radio and you're like, enough. Mm-hmm. But like, this is a very public thing you just did.
I know. Well, she brought it public first, and that's right. Why I couldn't take it anymore, because she's on here pretending like she hasn't done this before. You know what the outcome is going to be. You know what the consequences are, and you need to stop. And you need to speak to someone honestly about why you're doing this.
Okay.
Because it seems like you're getting a kick out of it. Why are you on the radio asking for advice as if you don't know what to do? It's wrong. And it kind of is a line in the sand for me, because I can't continue to sit by and watch her do this. I love her. I care about her. She's my best friend. We've been friends for years. But part of being a friend to someone is being honest with them, and I can't be an innocent bystander and watch her live her life like this.
Yeah, Ellen, it sounds like Stephanie, I mean, it was maybe a little harsh, but like, she wants you to be happy. She wants you to find like a lasting...
A real one.
Yeah, a real relationship.
Well, that's what I'm looking for right now.
No, you're not.
So,
you're not, though.
Stephanie... I just feel like you are not supporting me, and that really hurts.
Okay. Let's...
You know what? If that's how you feel, then we'll just leave it there. There's nothing else I can say.
Okay. Everybody just... All right. Let's just play Mr. Hold Button. Everyone goes... Hang on.
Was she just looking for the listeners to give her like, hey, yeah, go ahead, and then it may... I don't...
We don't really have time to take any more advice for this other than via text message. So who's right in this situation? Was Steph like, that's a D-bag move. But if Ellen's a serial homewrecker, then that's a D-bag move.
Well, she said she's talked to her before. Is the need to get, what's going to get through to her? I don't know. That's
perhaps this audio being put up on the Odyssey app for everyone.
<I know. laughs>
Oh my God, I'm so uncomfortable. Please text in any words of encouragement to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
I have a weird, have you ever been adjusted? Have you ever been chiropracted?
I have, yeah, for a long time when I was in like high school.
Oh, that's right. You were a scoliosis kid.
Yeah, still am, technically.
Are you really?
Yeah, my spine is curved. I'm supposed to be a little bit taller than I am.
You're already tall. How tall would you have been?
Like 6'2".
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm not that tall. I'm tall in my family, but around my basketball player friends, I'm not tall at all.
Yeah, but still, you're already... Wow. God, I'm jealous.
Yeah, my spine... But I never got it corrected, so...
Have you... Like, I just started... Like 4 or 5 weeks ago, I started going to a chiropractor.
Okay.
Again. For the...
Yeah, because you went after your injury for a while,
I went after,
right?
Yeah, after I took an airplane door to the back. And I lost an inch of height.
Wow.
Because of that. So that's another weird thing. And you're probably not going to be able to answer this because you see me every day. But I have weeks where I don't see my kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I was standing in Starbucks with my daughter waiting to get coffee before we went up to see my mom or whatever. And she's standing next to me and she's like, are you wearing some sort of... like heel or height enhancer or something? I was like, what? She goes, I look at you all the time. She's like, I'm looking higher than I normally look. She's like,
really?
You're taller. And I'm wearing my Air Force Ones.
Wow. So you think, so you've been adjusted and it's stretched
out a little?
I
think it might actually be like, I think it might have loosened up the spine. My T6 spine was crushed by the airplane door, like, and all the soft tissue around it kind of like clenched it. And this is not what I was trying to do here, but I was like, I'm not doing a commercial for chiropractic.
Tell me more about the T6.
But that's also why I can't feel my pinky finger, because I have thoracic outlet syndrome as a result of that. Like, it was all just this debilitating day, and these people are working me through it, and it's
good.
Been kind of amazing. It's not cheap. It's really not, but insurance doesn't cover it.
I remember my dad having some umbrage when we were going regularly. when the kids were going. He was fine with my mom going, but once the kids were in, he's like, you're fine.
And my daughter has gone a couple times because she couldn't turn her head for a little while, and like, oh, she wants to go again. And I think I'm on board. It's so not cheap, but it's like, for the longest time, chiropractors, including the people that I go to, please don't take this wrong, I thought y'all were kooks. And I still think some of you are. I think the people I'm going to are not kooks.
Okay. Because
I just
think there's
something, like, after my accident, they tried everything. Like, I was going to PT, I was going to what, like, just all sorts of different disciplines and whatnot. And then I ended up going to chiropractor, and I ended up with some pretty radical people where I was in like medieval thing, like the pit of despair in Princess Bride. Like, they had a, they had a thing underneath my chin with like bowling balls on the other end, like stretching, trying to pull my spine apart to like alleviate the pressure on that part of my spine.
Whoa.
That was a real thing. And it still is a real thing.
Whoa.
In chiropractic.
Sounds like a dungeon thing.
It kind of is. And so I don't know if that's real or not real, but the people that are doing me now, it's like, they do some weird things where they're clicking a thing on your back and you're like, I don't even know what that is. But dude, I'm taller. I feel better. It's all great.
It does. Okay, definitely, awesome.
Like, my back hurts right now, but it hurts. I don't mean to be, you've worked out. You don't have to work out how you like ache and you hurt.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's that like, oh yeah, I have that in my
back. It's like a good burn. The lactic acid.
As opposed
acid,
to the pain kinda. I've had for the last X amount of years. It's been forever. This injury. So I have, they're open kind of late hours. So
all right.
I have an appointment tonight after the show.
Okay.
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 I have, it's far enough after the show that I can get from here all the way down there.
I don't know. You need a ride or something?
No. This is where this is getting funky, and this is why it's good that you've been adjusted, but I need people to text in and tell me yes or no on this. Their practice is next to a bar.
Okay. The ride is back in play.
And on certain days of the week, they do like, I've been told, I've never been in this bar, but they do like $5 old fashions and everyone raves about it. They're like, you got to go in for the five. But like, my window to have that would be before my chiropractic adjustment. Because it's only till like a certain time, like 8 o'clock or whatever.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So do you think... Is it okay to go to a chiropractor half in the bag? This is because in my head, I'll be more loose.
Mm-hmm. That makes yeah.
And more adjustable. So is it, if you're a chiropractor, I don't want to ask my chiropractor, I don't want to text them and go, hey, any chance I can have a couple old fashions before I come in?
Yeah.
But do you think it's, because it's like if you're nervous before the dentist, maybe go have a couple screwdrivers and then you go in.
That's more, cause if you're getting anesthesia or something, that's where it could really get funky, right? But they're not.
Now listen,
they're just laying you on the table and
right. I know there's people already texting in that are like, you're such a ginormous alcoholic that you can't do anything. But it's like, no, I've been kind of looking forward to trying this $5 special old fashioned thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my window is open before I get adjusted. So has anyone done chiropractic?
Yeah, can you bring some over maybe for them?
I mean, you've been adjusted. Don't you think it would help?
You will not be the first person to have.
I don't think so, but you think they'll be mad? And I'm not going to be drunk because I still have to drive home. I'm just going to like, I think they serve food. Like, I just want to know. Can you?
See, I would be more nervous about the food. I don't want to press it on my stomach. And
I definitely won't eat. I won't eat before. I won't eat before.
Okay, good.
I won't. Because I have been worried about that.
I'm more way worried about that.
Because I hit, like, one time I had an appointment before the show, and I hit Santiago's because I love their breakfast burritos. And then I'm driving to the appointment, and I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. If she gets, because they do a thing
where they
raise the table at your pelvis.
Oh yeah,
like the
yeah.
table like breaks in half, and then they get on you and like push, and then the table breaks back down.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and I'm just like, you're bouncing in a very dangerous area, lady.
She put a bucket underneath the table or something.
It's just, so please text in.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to give you advice. I mean,
just
I feel like
just say yes or no.
I think it's fine if you just have a couple. You can't be the first. If you, well, that's the key. How many? Now we're getting into
the- Okay, how big can they be? Can I be buzzed at the chiropractor? Text in to 51059.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So quick update. I've got this weird, parenting question that's been raised by a news story out of Georgia where a mom let her 10-year-old walk like a mile.
Okay.
So we can discuss that in a second. Because she's in jail for that, which is...
Huh?
But like, which leads me to believe... First, couple things. I want to thank the people who texted last night because you guys really... So last night, I mentioned I was taking my kid to a concert.
Yeah, we got a lot of texts.
We got an insane number of texts and they were pretty unified. There were a few people who said... So I was going to the Fillmore last night to see Chase Atlantic and 24K Golden, which was... What a great show. It was legitimately a great show. I was like, should I let these two 14-year-old girls roam free or... Mm-hmm. Do I have to stay with them the whole time? I wasn't going to leave. I did say at one point I was going to leave the bar and like go to a bar on Colfax. I was never going to do that. They were going to be in my eyesight at all times or whatever. This whole show was 14-year-old girls.
Oh, really?
These guys are like young, hot Australian dudes, shirts off by the end of the show.
Okay. Like, sorry, I missed it.
I thought of you so much. I was like, Hack would be...
Arnar.
Just screaming because they just can't stop doing the thing where it's like when you're trying to be a rock star, you clearly it's written on your wedges down front what city you're in. So it's just like the constant, let's go Dimba, Dimba, Dimba,
Dimba,
Dimba, let's hear you Dimba, Dimba. And I'm like, come on guys, just shut up. You're not saying Denver right.
Yeah. Or they always do that where it's like, man, we have a bet backstage. What's going to be the best stop on the tour? I'm saying Dimba.
Dimba. Just this side of the room. Anyway, you guys texted a couple things. I want to say, number one, you guys have inflated my importance to a level that's not even real. It's like, as a celebrity, now you've told criminals where you're going to be tonight and they're going to kidnap my kids. I don't have any money. You're better off kidnapping a random kid than my kids. Nobody's seeking. This is not the plot of a Patrick Swayze 90s movie.
Yeah. Like, well, and I don't know. There's weirdly a lot of people don't know what you look like. Like we find that out a lot too. Like people are like,
yeah,
none of us. They don't know what we look like. So I don't know that. I
hoodied
agree.
Up last night, but it was a Be a Good Person hoodie. So
okay.
I feel like I was there was a couple people that were kind of looking at me sideways. I'm like, like not that they were going to kidnap my kids, but they were just like, are you? And I'm like, I'm not.
Well, so it was all 14-year-old girls, but were they there with parents? Were the parents on the outskirts?
There must have been like a parenting area where everybody just kind of dropped their kids. I went up to the bleachers. If you know the Fillmore, in the back and up, there's kind of bleachers. Uh-huh. So we went up there for 24K. And then my daughter and her friend are a little bit vertically challenged. They're not super tall. And like people had wedged themselves in. In fact, the band had to stop the show several times and go, not going to play another note. Tell everybody takes one big step back because it was starting to turn into a bit of that.
Oh, wow.
Thing where we whose show did people get?
It was Travis Scott
was
his
right,
show.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, and like people died, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was an outdoor thing, but it was still.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It seems like artists are way on top of it now.
Way more. Like when you start to see the eyes bugging out on the people in the front, it's like, all right, so
I'm putting my shirt back on.
Right, and they're like, no, take a step back. But like my daughter and her friend could have absolutely, I think, roamed free. After 24K, they were like, being high challenge, can we just stay up here? And I was like, yep. So we watched the show from the balcony. It was awesome.
Oh, cool.
But thank you all for the advice.
Mm-hmm.
Now onto this other parenting dilemma. Because I'm going to say this. If I was going to be a bad parent for letting my kid like roam free at the Fillmore, I would absolutely let my 10-year-old do this. A mom in Georgia let her son walk like 1 mile. I don't even know where he went. He was walking around.
Did he just go into town?
I think
so. Is
what
it looks like? Yeah.
She initially thought her son was playing in the woods when he was not home to join her other child for a doctor's appointment. He was spot. Now, there's some people saying he's 11. Some people saying he's 10. I don't think.
I don't know that it matters. It seems like it's fine. It's a small town too. It's only 370 people in this town that he
and
walked.
And they live on 16 acres.
Okay.
So this kid already walks everywhere. But the kid was spotted walking around a nearby town of 370 people. The woman who spotted him walking around, an 11-year-old. If you were in downtown Parker and you saw an 11-year-old walking around in the park by themselves or walking around on Main Street of Parker, mm-hmm. would you, A, stick your nose in the middle of it and call Sheriff Jethro P. whatever, or would you just let it go?
I would let it go. I feel like I have seen that before.
They're 10 or 11 years old.
Yeah, especially at the park, like the park downtown. There's just kids.
If it's a 2-year-old, different story. If it's a 5-year-old, different story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially it depends on what they're doing too. Because if there's like, even if they're at the park and they're by themselves and they're old enough to be by themselves, but if they're bullying the kids or if they're treating it wrong or something, then I would maybe get involved. But right. I don't think I would call the authorities. No. I would probably just yell at the kids. I'd put my dad voice. Hey!
Hey, what are you doing over there? This is a town of 370 people. Do you know how many people Parker has?
Oh, yeah, like 50,000 or something.
Is it really? I don't know the number, but I'm sure it's
Parker,
it's ginormous.
Parker is way bigger than the town I grew up in, and Parker just feels like nobody even...
Parker feels like a small town.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this woman calls the police. The police not only investigate, they drive to this woman's house. She's got 4 children. They're having dinner. They pull her out of the house, cuff her, and jail her for her 10-year-old walking 1 mile to the nearby town.
Well, now I have a question, though. Mm. They were eating dinner. Did she not notice the empty seat there at the table for the one kid who's now missing?
Listen, when you have 4 kids in a small town...
Not very hungry tonight? Oh, where is he?
Was the kid not home? I don't know that. Was the kid not home
yet?
Or
did he come back?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I don't know the answer. Okay. We only know some of the details. Listen, I got to head back to the Fillmore to find my daughter.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I kind of want to test your parenting, T-Hack.
Okay.
But I don't, I mean, I compliment you more often than I want to.
You do. Thank you.
Only when it comes to that. The rest of the time, there's 11 phrases, and I don't know if we can get to all of them, but it's 11 phrases parents said in the 80s that new kids won't understand. And I will almost guarantee you, you don't say any of these. I doubt many of these were said to you, but I can guarantee you don't say them to your kids.
Okay. We'll see.
Because you're just like...
But is that good? Should I be saying them, or are we...
One of them that popped out to me was rub some dirt on it. Like, I can't tell you how many times my father would tell me that. Like, even when it's a compound fracture. You can see a bone sticking out. And it's like, that didn't happen to me, but like, he hit my brother in the face with a hammer.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Like, not intentionally. Wow. I don't want anybody to, like, my father has passed, so there's nobody, you can't arrest him. But, like, that was just the thing. Like, now, if a kid falls, I guess that's what I got to ask you. If Leo falls, because it's probably different between your son and your daughter, mm-hmm. do you haul butt towards him and pick him up and be like, kiss the boo-boo? Or do you just, like, ignore it? Or do you, like, tell him, get up, rub some dirt on it?
I don't do the rub some dirt on it thing. I was the same. I broke my clavicle once. I remember, like, I was playing catch baseball with my sister, and I dove into the ground, my shoulder, and it snapped, and I went to my dad. I'm like, something's really wrong. And he was like, eh.
For real?
Yeah, he's like,
he didn't even check it?
Grab some ice or something. Yeah, and I went in, and then when my mom came home, I told her, and we went to the hospital, and it was broken. So I don't have, I've had a little bit of that growing up, and I don't tell him to rub some dirt on it. I have kind of been in trouble with this at school pickup, because I'm one of the few dads to pick up my son. It's mostly moms, and I'm there. And after school, they kind of run around, and especially the boys, they just kind of tackle each other. They roughhouse, you know? It's like they've been in school all this time. And now
they've got energy.
Yeah, class is done. Let's run around. And I'm definitely the least hands-on. I'm just like, they're fine. They're running. Like, they'll figure it out. And I think that's kind of what they're doing, is figuring out their limits and how we can tackle and stuff. And the moms don't seem to be as comfortable with it. So I've kind of had to pull my son off of kids, maybe a little too late. pull somebody. Or, like, their kid will be on top of my son. And they're like, oh, get off him, get off him. Like, they panic. And I'm like, they're fine. They're fine. It's fine.
My son can still breathe.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's good or not. I don't know who's right. I think they're
so you're
probably
still
somewhere in the middle.
Kind of old school, but not all the way to the point where you'll ignore a glaring hospital copay. You're
right,
like,
right. But I'm also, they'd be running, or sometimes they'd run on the school grounds and they'd get pretty far away. And some of the other parents would be like, oh, come back. And I'm just more like,
how far can they get?
Yeah.
Tiny little legs.
Yeah. Where are they going to go? They don't have a car. Like, they don't know anybody. They don't have a cell. Like, they're coming back.
Oh, my God. Okay. I thought I was going to dislike your parenting in a different way, but I love your parenting because you're just disconnected enough.
Yeah. If anyone's seen Leo, by the way, let me know. It's been a few days.
Well, because that's another one. This is one that really resonated with me. You can ride in the back of the truck. It wasn't you can ride in the back of the truck for me. It's like, you're riding in the back of the truck. It wasn't like an offer to go back there and have fun. It was like, couple of the things back there are more valuable than your life. You go back there and hold them down.
Wow.
I've held a mattress down. Have you seen the videos where...
How can you even hold...
You can't. You're like Aladdin.
Quit resting back there.
Dude, you're like on a magic carpet. The thing's flying up in the air. And you're like, please, God, don't take me now. Did your parents let you ride in the back of the truck, or did you have a truck?
We didn't have a truck. Riding in the back of the truck was definitely like a treat, because it was known, like, we're not supposed to do this, but sometimes we kind of can.
And would now you let your kid?
No, but not. I don't think personally, just because of the judgment that would come. Like, we would be seen as bad parents. There's a lot of that. Like, I remember one year for Halloween, my son wanted to be a ghost. He just wanted a sheet with the holes, and we were like, we can't do that. The other parents will think that we're.
But, like, it's what he wanted.
Yeah, but it was like, that seems so lazy. We'll look so bad to the other parents.
But you could just explain, no, then you're just doing the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I swear to God, you want to be this. This is not me being cheap. This is not last minute. Okay, yep, you're right. Sure. I get it. So you're not parenting for your child.
Right.
You're parenting based on, that kid who wandered off. Kids should be seen and not heard. My parents told me that 90% of the
time. Really?
Like, oh, God.
Like,
if grown-ups are talking, the amount that kids are allowed to walk up to a grown-up who is mid-sentence to another grown-up and go, mom, I'm like, oh my God, I would have had a handprint on my face and I would have been 10 yards farther away.
Wow. There was some of that growing up, definitely. I remember the first time seeing somebody around my age say something that made the adults laugh. I remember that was mind blowing to me, because it was like,
a kid can be funny.
Yeah, you laughed at the kid. Like, he said something that was on the level that would make an adult
laugh.
Would
you interrupt?
No. And now you're right. The kids do now. And that's a big struggle to get them to be patient, because everything is on demand. And that's, I think, the hardest thing as a parent now is how to make things that are definitely on demand, not on demand. And how do you tell?
What do you mean?
TV shows, music, food, toys, everything is like, well, what? It could be here this afternoon.
So Christmas isn't a thing that they're looking forward to, because like, if I want a Ninja Turtles thing, like Amazon will have it here by 6.
Right. And I can find all these different versions of the toy. Whereas back in the day, it's like the store was out. Sorry.
And you're just screwed.
That's it. Now it's like, well, I can get it from some guy in Kentucky's got it and he'll ship it overnight. And like,
and oh my God.
So you have to convince your kids, in a way you're lying because they know it's on demand, but you have to go, but sometimes it's not. Because it's good for you.
But it is, though.
But it is, exactly. That's what's hard.
So you're literally lying. Yes. Okay.
So it's hard. Then it's like, well, I have something to say. I want to say it now. And it's, you got to be patient because I'm talking, or that we are currently working on
that.
Do
you,
big time.
Do they, like, I've seen parents, and I did not implement this with my own kids. Do you have a protocol? Like, they can come stand next to you at first and then maybe tug on your shirt? Like, what's your protocol for if your kid
it usually starts with Leo interrupting and us going, please be patient. Oh. We gotta work on a system.
Okay.
But sometimes it's like, oh, you're back. Good to see you again.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know. Is this a Yubi to judge or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, we got a human to judge, Ash, hey? So we want you to, okay, we're going to give you a little scenario that just happened. I've never been a server.
Me neither. Just at the Snack Shack, which is
closer than me. I mean, but I've worked retail, which is just close enough to being a server.
Yeah, me too.
I hated it so much. Mm-hmm. Like, which is why I tip. I mean, if you've ever had me, if I gave you less than 30%, you were pretty terrible. Because you'll get 20 from me if you suck.
That's the minimum, yeah.
Like, and it should be you get 10 if you suck, or really nothing.
I know. It has changed where it doesn't feel like it really reflects the service anymore. It feels like
a mandatory service fee.
Yeah, yeah. And at that point, I was like, just add it to the bill and let's just get rid of the awkwardness. Yes.
Nobody would go above and beyond, in my opinion. Like, I've had servers.
Okay, that's a good point.
I'm going to call her out by name. Her name is Lindsay. Please don't go see her because she's mine. But she works at Cativella in Central Park. Mm. And she kicks a cheat. Like, she's just so great. She's so great. And I tip her a stupid amount. There's two people. There's a bunch. There's Shelby and Lisa at Ocean Prime. They're like, I tip them so much money every time I'm.
You're always really good with the servers, like, because you're very personable. And anytime we've been out to, it's like you and the servers always just get along. It's like you're besties and you've known each other forever.
I got your back. You got my back. You take care of me. I'm going to take care of you. Like, we're in this together. We're in this to have the people that I'm with and me and you, we're all going to have a great time and then move on with our lives.
See, and I'm more like, just keep the Mountain Dew refilled.
God, you're so...
And like, leave me alone. Just because I'm talking with hanging with my family.
Have you ever tipped hard? Like, hard, hard?
I have, yeah. A couple times.
Have you ever doubled the bill? I've tipped 100% more than once.
Really?
Yes.
No, I don't think I've ever done that much.
Because you're just like... Like, you deserve all the money that this has on the check. Like, you deserve it. So I'm going to give you the exact same amount as on the check.
Wow. I will strive to do that. I like that. I've been trying to tip more. I know this sounds like I'm just making it up, but
no,
I really have. I've been trying to like hit more, like just a bigger number, like not look at the percentage, just hit like that $15, $20. Like
I go 30% and then round up.
Okay.
That number, whatever that is. And just go, doop. And then if they've been exceptional, then it's just ridiculous. And I'll give 50%, I'll give 100%.
Maybe I'm just not going to places where they're exceptional. That might be the difference.
I mean, your server at Applebee's is not exactly, they have so many other riblets to give out.
My wife used to work at Applebee's, actually. She was she was the hostess. And they had to say, see you tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. My God, I'm not coming in tomorrow, you idiot. What are you doing?
You're like, what?
Don't say that.
Are you saying I have a problem going with that? I can't get away from Applebee's?
Well, here's the tipping dilemma that we want you to be the judge on. Basically, a woman at a restaurant in Arkansas took care of 40 business dudes. Like, and so you know that's probably, they're like, you know, they're being D-bags.
Yes.
It's just loud. Hard.
They're probably,
they want top shelf orders. Ugh. It's hard. It's difficult. But she kicked a cheetah's behind.
They're probably also doing the thing where they're just constantly ordering. They yes. order and then, you know, could we get a few more of these? And oh, down there. Right. And then 10 minutes later, you know, could we do a few? It just never ends.
As you ask the whole table, does anybody need more drinks? Three guys say yes. When you bring their drinks, four more guys say yes. It's like, guys, why didn't you order when I asked? Okay. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
And like, she stayed on top of it the whole time. They loved her, tipped her $4,400.
Wow. Okay. So 40 guys. So they all pitched in like $100.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
She's got $4,000, but she wow. kicked butt.
Yeah. Okay. So she earned it.
The restaurant said you get 20% and the rest goes into a community tip thing.
Mm.
She what? Said, no, the community didn't serve these guys.
Uh-huh.
Even if that's your rule at a restaurant, at a certain point, it is obvious the customer is tipping me.
Yeah.
Me. Not, no, me. Me.
Yeah, but what if a different server got that table? Maybe they would have done just as well. So isn't it a little bit luck of the draw?
Then they get the money. Then you know what I would do? If I'm the server who just got tipped $4,400, I'd be like, you know what? They love their drinks. That helped me a bunch. Bartender, here's $500.
Okay.
They love their food. Chefs, here's $500. I'm still up $3,400.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get to keep it and divide it amongst the people who did nothing to help me.
Well, unless, because it says, what I need to know what the policy is. Is the policy always that you can't get more than 20%? Anything over 20% goes into a community thing?
It could be. That they didn't say strange. What the policy was. They just said, no. So she, essentially, she ended up finding a way around it. I don't know if the dudes, if they told them ahead of time, and she was like, guys, I'm not going to get the tip, so don't tip that much. And so then they kept the money and gave it to her outside the restaurant. Long story longer, she got fired.
Oh, she did.
For accepting the tip.
Which, I mean, that's a lot of
$4,400.
It's worth it to get.
I'll get another job somewhere else. Yeah. How many days you got to work?
Anyone brings $4,400 down here right now.
Yes. Oh, I'll quit my job. This will be the last break I do on Alice for $4,000. Oh my God. Can you hear the screeching Lamborghinis in the parking lot? I'll give you $10,000 to shut up, idiot. So, I mean, do you think, even though if there was a policy, there's something about when you've gone above and beyond, you got to just let them have it.
Yeah. And I don't like that the owners of the restaurant are going, look, we're not going to pay you. And then the customers now tip you and pay you. And they go, no, that's too
no,
much.
No, that's too much.
It's like, well, which is it?
Right.
If I earn, yeah. Unless there's a policy in place that they always split the tips, because then.
Even if that policy's in place, I'm saying this tip doesn't count.
It's because it's too big.
It's too big. It's so obviously for me. Like if I get a 30% tip and it's a shared tip, it's like, I did good. The team, rising tide raises all boats.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not rising tide.
Yeah,
this is someone trying to shower me. Me, that's my money.
I think you're right, because going back to it's 40 guys and one server. So she was working her butt off
yes.
all night.
And they each chipped in $100. That's, I'm just, so should she have been fired or not?
Yeah, if the policy's in place, I
screw
guess.
Screw okay. the policy. Text now to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
And a dilemma for myself, and they're related.
All right, let's hear it out. What I do now.
I've
great
been
shirt
thinking,
on today, by the way.
Well, okay. This will be the first year. I'm going to start with me, as a narcissist would. This will be the first year that I don't have my kids on Thanksgiving.
Mm.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, a weird deal with the devil sort of trade has been offered. My ex-wife is like, hey, if you want the kids that day, you can have them. If you make me food.
That's not that bad, actually. That's not,
I enjoy I cooking.
To, yeah, and Thanksgiving is your
it's
your
one of.
Holiday.
I enjoy putting, like, my son loves all the different things. Every part, like, now he eats everything. He eats the stuffing, even, which I don't, okay. It's not called stuffing at my house because I don't stuff it ever. It's dressing.
That's good.
We call it dressing.
It's good. People, they need to be looked into.
You don't put crap inside a place that's diseased.
Thank you.
Oh, but it eventually, we've cooked the salmonella out of the turkey, but it's like, but did you cook it out of the stuffing? No, you didn't. Just cook it separately in a different pan and call it good.
Have you ever just had sliced bread?
Right.
Like, why you gotta stuff it up the bird first?
Right, you just don't have to
just
do
just regular bread. It's delicious.
But if I don't take that deal, like, I'm looking for tips. I know other people do the Friendsgiving thing.
I've done that before. I've been to one, I should say.
Yeah, so you just go, but somebody, it's still the same food?
Yeah, and which is always a bummer for me, because I don't like Thanksgiving food. And so then it's just like, yeah, we get to eat it again. And it's always made way too big, too, because you're making it for a party instead of like for a family. So it's made in like huge sheets.
But is it sad? Is it like the Land of Misfit Toys? You know what I mean?
There is a little bit. I was just younger when I went to it, so it was just kind of we were no kids, kind of single or dating or married. Yeah, so we went just kind of in our apartment building. Some of our neighbors rented out the community
room. So should I do
room.
That? Or should I cook anyway and just have friends over? My house ends up being like people just, everyone, this sounds braggadocious, but my stuffing is really good. Like Steve would attest to that. My neighbor Ben, my neighbor John, they're like, oh my God, my neighbor Cassie, everybody's like, your stuffing is it. And I've gotten really good with turkeys. I smoke them. I spatchcock them. I do all sorts of different.
Yeah, you have all the
I do all these different things. And I make these peas and all this stuff. Or I can just kick it. I could just sit on my butt and
It's a good day. That's what I do.
Thank you for being the perfect segue to my bone to pick with you.
What?
Listen, man. I'm going to tell you this. Do you know how nutritious yogurt is for kids?
Very, yeah.
And you know how averse I am to that because of the white and creamy thing. Do you think I ever winced or made a face when I opened yogurt for my kids when it went onto my hand and the white and creamy? Like the thing that is my nemesis is on my hand, but I acted like it was okay and I handed my kids the yogurt so they would get their nutrition. So I would raise my kids right.
That's great. That's great.
Your aversion to Thanksgiving, you're not doing what I did with yogurt. You are projecting your hatred of Thanksgiving onto your small children, and that's not fair. They're going to be mutants in society. At some point, Leo's going to have a girl or a boy. I don't know. But somebody he's going to be attracted to, and they're going to be like, I want you to come meet my family on Thanksgiving. He's going to go, ew. My family doesn't do that.
We do it.
You don't do that. You just said you just sit around.
Well,
you
don't do anything.
And you don't like the food. So I bet you like project onto your wife that you don't want it. So she's not out there making a turkey, mashing potatoes. You don't want any of those things.
She doesn't make the turkey. She's made steak medallions the last couple
weeks. That's not Thanksgiving.
We're doing our own tradition.
No.
We're starting our own.
You don't get to change Thanksgiving. That's what I'm saying. This is where I'm at this crossroads where I feel terrible that something I've done with my family when I was growing up, and then I took it on myself. Mm. I became the cook for my parents even. Like, I make Thanksgiving. But I know one thing. My children have a sense of tradition, and they have a sense of what this whole day is about. And you're ruining...
But so do my kids.
No, they don't. What? Steak medallions?
Yeah, it's so much better than a turkey.
No, it's...
Turkey is terrible. They give away for free. They can't. No one ever eats turkey.
Make medallions on Friday, but not on Thursday. Your kids deserve, just like my kids deserve yogurt, even though it's squirted onto my hand.
The yogurt is gross.
I pretended that I was okay with it so my kids could grow up balanced. I did not project my childhood hangups onto my children. But you, sir, are doing that.
You are on to something, because recently I saw the commercial for, I think it was Firehouse Subs. They have like a turkey Thanksgiving sub or whatever. And it came on, and I teased my wife because she loves that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, gross. And not realizing my son was there. And so then he's like, yeah, it's gross,
yeah,
right,
Dad?
Poppy? Yeah. And it's like, no, it's not gross. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just gross. I don't know how else to say it.
Dude, I know. Listen, if you're listening right now, I want you to pay very close attention to what I'm saying. I need you to, for a moment, set aside your hatred of me. You don't like me because I interrupt TAC too much. And you like there's your plethora of reasons why you bully. Whatever.
I have the list. I can go grab it.
Just save your list.
Okay.
Put it all aside. And just hear me out on this and text into 51059. yes, you're allowed to make new traditions. Your family did stockings, my family didn't. Mm-hmm. But by and large, Christmas is Christmas and we celebrate it in the overarching way. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is a holiday that we kind of just do. And you're screwing your kids up, in my opinion, by having them there. Leo's going to go over to somebody's house and they're going to set down turkey stuffing, cranberries, rolls, frog salad, the weird bean casserole. And he's going to be like, where's the steak medallions, brah? I won't eat any of that crap, just like my dad. You're creating.
The tradition is we're spending the day together and we're having a meal together as a family. Nope. The cranberry sauce is still there and the mashed potatoes are still there. I'll give you that.
That's not.
But
that's
not the stuffing. That's not it. Not the butt bread.
That's not it. You have
it's
to,
the turkey. That's the most important part.
You have to do
part.
The whole thing. You have to let them choose for themselves that they don't like it. You know what I mean? You're like,
okay.
It's like saying, oh, let my kid be religious or not religious. If you don't offer any, they're not going to be any. You know what I'm saying? So you're not offering Thanksgiving. You've trained your child to be, where's the lobster?
Yes. Yeah.
They don't.
If anyone knows anything about me, it's my high class palate.
But steak medallions, dude. I'm just saying.
They're good. It's a treat. It's something we look forward to every year.
I get it. Do you remember going to Angie's family the first time for Thanksgiving? Even though you didn't like the turkey, did you take some?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And
my kids will be taught to lie just like I
lied.
No,
they
then.
Won't because they're not lying for you now. You're enabling them now to not like the turkey. You have to teach them to lie until they make their own decision. Like they need to pretend to like turkey.
This is so dumb. That's not what the holiday is. It's about being together.
Yes, it is.
Pretending to like
pretend or die.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. Good news. Nebraska is going to explode.
Okay.
It's not really. I'll explain in a second. Guy.
I have a story. If it gets to the point of the night where people are making fun of your junk, it's probably time to go home.
I'm going to go.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in the UK.
Hello,
love.
Hello.
He was out at the pubs.
He's out at the pub. He was drinking, having a pint or two.
There was a group of young women.
Do you know that the sound effects are alphabetized? Did you know what the sound effects I play? So I was trying to hit beer.
Ah. So.
And I accidentally hit B.
I see.
My bad.
It's okay.
So he's having a few points at the pub, is he?
There's a group of women there. They claim that he... I'm going a little New York. They claim that he tried to hug them. And that was... They didn't want that at all. You know? Yeah, so,
now
okay.
We're having B's.
And then they started making fun of him. And they said, you know what? You probably got it. You got a small one.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you got tiny junk.
Yeah, you got tiny junk in this little B pub.
He said... Show you.
No, don't.
And
don't
he,
get it. No. Nope.
He showed them.
No, he didn't.
He decided to show them, which is never a good
idea. No, don't ever. Well, first off, you can only disappoint.
Right.
Take it from me. Yeah, what happens next?
So they got the police involved. Yep. He was flashing them. And they also found a tiny bit of cocaine on him. So he had a small...
It would have to be a tiny little bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so they found a small bit. No word on if he proved him right or wrong. We're just...
I'm guessing with a tiny little bit of cocaine.
Yeah, it was not a good idea.
He proved them correct. My story is from Nebraska.
Corn. Duh.
Easy. They're a neighboring state.
Duh. I know. And there's so many Nebraska people here, but you know what you're thinking right now?
Duh.
Corn.
Apparently, it's one of those things that happens. We have these stories every once in a while. There was a semi loaded with C4.
Huh?
That crashed on the highway.
Whoa.
Great news. C4 is also the name of an energy drink.
Oh.
So Nebraska is not going to explode.
We're just so ready to go.
So traffic was snarled for a bit, but there was free C4 energy drink all over. the highway. And they all went to a pub and had some bees. I don't really have any more to this story. Can we be done?
Yeah.
Duh, corn. Duh. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.